I do this for the little girl in the mirror who doesn't believe she'll ever be enough. For the one who's tired of crying, so pretend she's too tough. For the one in the bath trying to scrub the black off. To the one trying to fight her uncle off. For the girl who only thinks she's pretty with long hair, I cut mine off and locked it up. To prove you can never lock me up into your box, my beauty is unorthodox. And for my grandmother who told me I'd be ugly if I did it anyway. And I did it for the day she thought she wasn't pretty because of her picking any braids. I do this for the Sudanese girls in my class who think there's beauty in a mask. I tell them, there's beauty in loving yourself and that's the only thing that lasts. I do this for the real life Pecolas with that black skin. And for the girl who feels she's not worthy of a friend. I do it for myself because I remember when I was just a skinny little girl with messed up teeth. I do it for those thieves who tried to steal the gifted girl inside who tried to steal my pride. I do it for fathers like mine who made sure I knew I was beautiful and taught me to fight back. I do it because of the way he pat me on my back and told me I was beautiful because I was black. I do this for women like Harriet Tubman who wouldn't let anything get in their way, and for my other grandmother that stayed in an abusive relationship for her children. I do this for the million little African girls that got raped today by UN soldiers, and for Pecola's mother who didn't understand the power she had, and for dads who don't understand how important they are to their daughter's self-esteem. I do this for Hakeem, who told me light-skinned girls look better. I do it for Rosetta, who believed him. I do it to redeem that girl in the corner who thinks $20 is all she's worth, and for women who gave birth to crack babies to escape a reality too painful to face. I do it just in case there's someone who needs to know it'll be okay, because nights when I cried, I needed someone to say, you're beautiful, and you can change the world. Little black girl, this is my lullaby to you, because I know what you're going through. Growing up in a world not made for you, but understand that you are beautiful and powerful. This is for my daughter who will need this poem by the age of 6, because someone will tell her her hair is too nappy. This is for the man who will appreciate and cherish everything black about me. For Lauryn Hill, who helped free me by freeing herself. For women I know left by themselves because he decided she wasn't good enough, or pretty enough, or skinny enough, or thick enough, or light enough, or white enough, or just not enough. This is for a system and a world that is racist and sexist. This is for my mother who used to wear a clothespin on her nose to make it pointy like whites. This is for lost women's rights. This is for fistfights with our confidence and excuses that don't make sense. This is for my mother who wrote poems to help heal her and showed me I could do the same. This is for black girl pain. This is for Talib who said he'll be my promise keeper because that's what we women need. Men that can keep promises. For kisses that came too late or not at all, this is for those who didn't fall victim to those lies. My beautiful black butterflies, I love you and I stand for us all. To remind you, you gotta stand tall. I do this for women who give their all and refuse to give up. For those who stand up and have inspired me to stand strong. I do this for you and I swear I'll do it for as long as I live. My words I give is a sacrifice for lives and liberate minds. My fears are on these lines. Let no one define the beauty in you but you. Tell the world you are beautiful and remarkable and powerful and unconquerable because you are. You are a shining star. They can't stop you. You stretch way too far. So reach your arms out as far as you can and love yourself as hard as you can, because this ain't about no man. This ain't about the man. This is strictly for you. Sister to sister, I love you. I need you. I am you and you am I, so we must never forget to hold our heads up high, cause we are beautiful, no matter what they say.
No matter what they say.
Words can bring you down. Don't let them bring you down. Don't let them bring you down today.